when we communicate knowledge, we communicate knowledge through symbols. And we organize symbol systems to think about knowledge, speak about knowledge, and communicate knowledge among us as human society. And so, no matter what the category of knowledge, whether it's science, math, music, whatever it is, all of these have symbol systems that define their scope. Landscape architecture, whatever it is. And these symbol systems are mutually agreed upon. So whether it's physics, mathematics, music, whatever it is, there are certain symbol systems that are agreed upon within human society about what those are. Whether it's music, physics, science, or anything else, what we need to do is not so much try to fool around with the symbol systems we have now and the chaos we've created out of them, but take these symbol systems and our power over them back to their root. So we have to have a symbol system, a basic symbol system that describes the basic state and phenomena in relation to each one of our categories of knowledge, whether it's music, physics, science, or whatever it is. And this is really very, very fundamental because we've really gotten way out on a limb in terms of the way we describe things. So that's the primary effectiveness of the incredible outcome and result of the Great Freedom Teaching, for example, is taking all of the symbol systems back to their root and presenting a very simple symbol system of what's occurring. Awareness with points of view, period. Awareness, the overall view with points of view. See, that's the starting point of making maximum effectiveness of whatever the language is or symbol system is that attempts to describe an area of knowledge.